Hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I'm glad all of you could join me today for our little weekly outdoor visit. You know, I'm making, as we speak, some cured smoked ham, and I thought that would be the topic today. A lot of times I do like to share some information with you about what's going on in my life, things that I'm doing, and some things that you might want to try. The truth is, we've covered curing meat and smoking ham and bacon in the past, but I usually talk about it in context with some wild pork. This time, I actually bought some pork, and what I bought cost about $1.39 a pound on sale, and I'm going to tell you it'll make some of the very best ham that you can imagine, sugar-cured ham. So I thought I might walk you through the process. It's really pretty simple. Sugar cured to me, I like a sweet flavored ham. Now this ham is going to wind up costing, with the cure and all included, maybe, I don't know, $1.50 a pound, something like that. The key is that you need to know that any kind of domestic pork that's boneless, of course, lean, mostly lean, you can make ham out of. Now I bought this. These were strips of shoulder, the front shoulder of a domestic hogs. It was probably no more than 2 inches thick. I think that's the key. You don't want to get real thick pieces of ham to cure. You want to make sure it's an inch and a half to maybe 2 inches thick. That'll make a nice sliced ham for breakfast meals. So first, what you're going to need is some cure, sugar cure. Now, Butcher Packer Supply, they have all kind of good cures, but they have a sugar cure that I use. You can go online to butcher-packer.com, and you can check out that's one place to get the cures, and I just know they work really good. It's what I use. So go in sterile with you can wear rubber gloves, or just make sure your hands are very clean. Take your slices of pork, no more than 2 inches thick, and, you know, rather than most people think of ham as a big old hunk of ham, bone-in ham. Well, this is not. This is going to be no more than probably a pound and a half to 2 pound chunks of pork that you cure. They'll cure in about 6 to 7 days in the ice box at about 38 degrees, right in that range. You don't want to freeze them, but you want to keep them really cold for about a week. So start out sterile with your hands or gloves, and rub the cure on the outside of each of these pieces of pork. Now take a little time and make sure you cover the meat really well. Rub that cure on the outside of the meat. And cure works about, if you can picture this, it'll penetrate an eighth of an inch per side per day. So a quarter of an inch a day is it penetrates into the center of that little, what will become ham. So that might help you if you can keep that in mind. You can think about how it works. And then after you leave it in the cure a week in the ice box, take it out. Now, the instructions say wash it off. I usually do not wash it off. I like that sweet residue on the outside, but to follow instructions, you wash it off. But if I washed it off, then I'd add some more brown sugar to it. And it doesn't hurt during the curing process to add some dark brown sugar. It gives it a little bit more of a sweet flavor and also a little more dark color. Now, Your meat is cured after a week, so what that means is you can cold smoke it. You don't want to cook it. You want to cold smoke it. So I use a unit called a Smokin' Texas electric smoker where I can regulate the temperature, and I'll set that at about, honestly, you could start it at 110, but I usually start mine at about 140 for a couple of hours of heavy smoke, and I gradually increase it. And I bring it up to very close to 160. So that's, that's safe to eat. But here's what you don't want to do. You want to make sure that you always cook the ham before you eat it, just a safety factor. You know, domestic pork is clean and sterile by nature. But even though I bring it up to 160, I'll let it set back in the refrigerator in Ziploc bags for about a week. And that helps that cure kind of stabilize within the meat. And then I vacuum seal it, and whenever I'm ready for a, some fresh sugar-cured smoked ham, you know, for breakfast. I just defrost one, slice it up, fry it with some eggs and hash browns. Very, very tasty. I hope this helps you, folks. The time to smoke it at 140, 150, it's low temperatures, of course. I usually leave it in there, 10 hours or so at a low heat. But you don't want to cook it. That's the key to remember. You're just smoking it. Folks, I've enjoyed being with you today. I hope this helps a little bit. HPPR.org, we'll have a little write-up there on our website. And I will join you right here again next week.